Oh God, yeah. So previously on Homebrew Detritus.
Why are you wearing that headset?
So you don't have to hear my keyboard anymore.
Yeah. That's the only reason why.
I don't care how ridiculous you look. I love it. Or whoever's pouring that liquid.
That would be me. I forgot to push the button.
Look, 9,
because I was busy pouring myself more wine.
It's very impressive that you shot this creature while pouring yourself a nice glass of wine. This pallid humanoid creature is wrapped in wispy strips of skin with bits of detritus. Hello.
Hey.
It is a real word. And a sour stink clinging to it.
Or pre-circle class. That's my whole turn, by the way.
That's fine. I had to unbuckle my pants because I ate so much Chinese food. Dorian, that it was in fact feeding on one of the dwarves, presumably one of the dwarves you were looking for. Its chest is still slowly rising and falling. And we're out of time.
Wait, before the dwarf's chest?
Yeah.
Okay.
How could they draw it?
I open the chest.
Just stab and open it.
It's a mimic.
There's a heart in there.
Look at these organs.
Oh,
these
full heart sold. Piece. All right, boy.
No, there's just miles of intestines in here.
Oh my gosh.
You know how much we can get for these lungs?
Like thousands.
Sir.
Yeah, put your VR headset back on because I can already hear your keyboard.
No,
that's hot.
These are fruits you cannot taste today, Doug.
It also makes my computer run like a motherfucker, so
you better go catch it.
So that was just a tease. He's never doing it again.
Just wants to show you what could be, if only.
Just make it your dungeon mastering apparel. Get a velvet robe and a hood and your VR set.
That might be cool.
I'm Cybermaster.
And a voice changer. Yeah.
I tried that once and y'all yelled at me.
Who did? I never yelled at anybody.
The voice changer was whatever voice you were doing was just a bad one.
I don't even remember the voice changer.
This was the very beginning.
Super. It was either like a baby kind of sound or a super high pitch.
Was it like a super horny anime girl kind of noise? Is that what this was?
No, it was like I don't know. I feel like it was like a metallic something. I don't know, like robotic or something.
That.
It sounded
That's
real
been a minute.
Grating.
I was probably drunk.
But maybe that was just me trying out, because that's when I downloaded the same program and I was like, I played with it for a little while, but it wasn't worthwhile.
That was before we started recording this, wasn't it?
I think so. Know.
Maybe it
maybe
was.
So, because
I think it was when we first started Zoom.
Because we did used to just play this game.
We did for a few months, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Damn you, COVID.
Yeah, because we didn't start this till August.
Yeah, I think that was pre.
We had been in lockdown in
pre Homebrew Detritus
last year.
Yeah. Back then we were just nerds. Times.
So what are we gonna do for the 1 year special?
I don't know.
Spectacular.
Hopefully we'll still be around in a year.
Hopefully.
I hope so too, because I'm planning like I'm getting crossovers and shit together.
Yeah.
Well, before we can look forward, we have to look back. Everybody roll a d20.
All right. Oh shit. That's because
14.
13.
Six.
Not looking at it. I'm not gonna look. Look when you call
12.
Me.
Who was the highest?
Aaron's, I think.
Kevin, what'd you get?
Kevin
one.
Got a one.
Oh.
Uno.
I guess 14.
Everybody be 14?
I got a 13.
Six.
That hasn't looked. He just looked. And his face isn't happy. So I think he did.
I got a 15.
Yeah.
Can't see it.
I believe you. I believe you, I believe in you the previously on bit.
Oh God. Yeah, so previously on Homebrew Detritus.
Thank you, Doogie Howser.
Previously on, Razbad gets to do nothing during combat.
I don't actually have to say what we did last time, right?
No, that's it. That's all I wanted.
Oh, that's never good. I did that part because I was trying to remember what we did the last show.
Yeah. Is that why you had the real apprehensive, like, show is this?
What the fuck did we do last time?
For those of you who are up to date watching this show, he can't remember what we just finished doing 10 minutes ago. I know the episodes are a week apart. This was 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I was doing that for the show, for the effect.
Yeah, sure you were.
Sure, yeah. We took a pee break and it just all filtered out of his mind.
We were talking about The Expanse and Orlando Bloom and...
I don't remember.
You forgot what else we were talking about.
I did, honestly.
Troika?
Oh, sodas, yeah.
I think we were just getting off space, Terrence.
Sorry.
We were just getting off the boat.
Sorry. I like that. Sorry.
Got a badass over here.
We just killed the adherers.
Yeah.
We just made it back.
Thank you, Franks. I knew you knew what we did.
Amon, do you want to tell us why they're called adherers?
Because they're sticky.
So, Toker, what did you think of Godzilla versus King Kong?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
Did you, did you know all along that King Kong was going to win? Did you know that? Or
I don't appreciate anything you're trying to say right now.
Were you surprised by Mecha Kong running in with a chair?
Holy shit.
We're recording this.
The top ropes.
We're recording this on the 24th of this month. The movie has not released yet. I will put money down that there's a Mecha Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm pretty sure.
It's gotta be a Mecha Godzilla. Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm so excited for this.
We probably won't see Mecha Kong, which sucks.
I don't want to see Mecha Kong. I just want to see
Mecha Kong.
I do too, I want to see Mecha Godzilla, and then I want to see Godzilla and King Kong beat up Godzilla, and then the movie ends with a space alien
still
landing.
Still recording.
Destroyer.
Still recording from last time.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh, no. So many crotch shots.
Oh, dear God.
You know what? You have all the behind the scenes stuff.
And here's a montage.
I don't want to have to do that work.
That's all for Twitch. Twitch.
That was a great montage, man. Thank you for putting that together.
That was wonderful. Mm. My God, it was epic. The music was choice. I loved it. My crotch looked amazing.
It was bold to go with Gangster's Paradise because of copyright, but you know, you did it.
Hey, the one rap song that's safe for anybody to sing.
Yep. Because Coolio would not Stevie Wonder would not let Coolio sample his song if there were swearing in it.
Oh, I thought you meant for copyright purposes. It's just, you mean just safe safe for work.
We don't swear here, so that would be a good song to use.
Yeah, we don't fucking swear here.
It's safe for anybody to sing because it's, there's no profanity in it. I know every word of that song specifically. Because I like that song, and when it came out, I realized I was a cis male because Michelle Pfeiffer did it for me in that video, and Coolio was the dopest thing on the planet when that movie came out.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Well, he was.
I've seen you sing that song. Karaoke without ever looking at the screen.
I look at the fucking screen. I walk around. I go with the tables.
That's the day Toker realized he had a dangerous mind.
Yeah,
I'd watch that. I would watch Toker do that. It sounds great.
Just getting in the faces of everybody else at their tables.
Well, that comes to mind, and I know Mahogany would be on board for this, but we went to 843 with some friends a few weeks ago, and they have the karaoke rooms up. It's not a karaoke room. It's eight
the
people to a
room.
And I think we should do that and videotape us doing that.
Yes. Can we still eat?
Can we still totally eat? Yeah.
Hold on.
No food for you. Only singing.
They got booths.
And sake.
Karaoke booths, like.
Mm-hmm. Like
it could
my
be
dream?
Just us.
Give me 2 weeks' notice before y'all plan to do that, and I will be there.
That's all right. We're doing it in 2 weeks.
I get to pick your song.
I don't give a shit. That's on you. You're going to have to listen to me sing whatever you want me to sing.
That's the recording, right?
We need him to sing the song that he was talking about on the Noob Show.
Oh.
Where he was dancing and falling into shit.
That's not a song that you can sing. That's just synthesized.
You can sing any song.
I'm going to do a duet with my sock puppet of Don't Stop Believing.
Matt, I think we should get him to sing 34 or 35.
No, we are not getting him to that. We don't get to let him sing anything. I do. I made that call.
I know, I'm just saying. I think you should do 34, 35.
This is very exciting for all of us, obviously. It's exciting. We can go and eat all you can eat Korean barbecue and then go in next door in the room and do karaoke for however long we want to and drink. What's the flavored?
Soju.
Oh, soju. So good.
Soju sake.
Not sake.
You didn't say it was all you can eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
For 2 hours. 2 hours.
Everybody at the table has to agree. You cook the food at the table yourself, which seems kind of like eh, but
no, that's dope.
Everybody pays between $30 and $40. I can't remember exactly how much it is. And you can just say, keep bringing me steak, and they will.
That's great.
Not just steak. They have the choice of ribeye or
strip. New York strip, pork belly, hajjal.
The bulgogi.
The bulgogi. Oh, God.
Oh, that bulgogi.
Do they have scrimps?
I don't think they have scrimps.
It's extra. Scrimps.
Good scrimp.
No, it's you have to pay for premium meat or you have this to is order premium. The
yeah, no, the shrimp are not on the shrimp are not on the premium one.
Yeah, they're not.
It's a business dinner.
Yes, it will be a business. It's a team building evening.
Exercise.
Oh, it's footage. It's content.
Yeah,
evening, because I'm going to record that shit.
Yeah.
It might be smart for us if we do this to do it as a business meeting, so it takes care of two things.
No.
Yeah, we'll talk business.
No.
No, there's too much alcohol involved.
We don't even have to talk business.
Seriously,
because
talk business.
We're creating content for the channel that is the business. It's still write-offable.
Write-offable. With words like that, it'll never hold up in court.
Do you even know what a write-off is?
Yeah, it's when you buy something for your business and the government pays you back for it.
Oh, and who pays for it?
Nobody. You write it off.
Who writes it off?
I don't know. The write-off people.
Let's get to the show.
Our show is totally write-offable.
Rubbing
teriyaki all over
it.
And we actually have to make money to be able to write off. You can't write off.
I'm drinking gin by the minute, so we should probably get started.
Write it off.
Just write it off. Yeah. Bought all this stuff. I'm just going to write it off at the end of the year.
Just write it off.
I'm on beer number 6. Come on. Chop, chop.
Don't you fucking rush me.
Chop, chop, Dungeon
I've got
Master.
The meat sweats thinking about 843 Korean barbecue.
Not sponsored.
They're not sponsored.
So
they
should be.
They're not sponsored.
They would not give us money for this.
I left them a business card. So, Devon, if you're watching, you're a fantastic waitress.
Hey,
we appreciate you. Yeah. Hey, girl. We're not doing this to get sponsored.
I wasn't
just
there
love
that
your business.
Time.
No, you weren't. That's why we had such a good time. Anywho,
zing.
When we last left off, you had to kill the last adherer. And as you glanced over the corpses, you saw that the dwarven body that the first adherer was feeding off of is still slowly breathing what might be its last breath.
Medic.
Oh, first thing Akage does is he sheathes his katana and kicks his glaive up into his hand.
And the time it took you to do that, the dwarf dies.
Oh, shit.
I couldn't do shit for him anyway, so. I can stab him.
I'm thinking the three divine healers that we have with us can.
Yeah, I mean, I could totally just like step up there and give him a cure light wound.
If that is what you want to do, yes.
I would like to, but I'm going to do it with the wand that I have.
Okay.
There you go.
So I think it's like D plus one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plus one, yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
And I was just reminded because of your healing that off air, we saved the listeners a lot of time by you guys did a bunch of healing off air. so we don't have to worry about it. Everybody's healed back up fully right after that combat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That actually would not have happened yet, because otherwise this dude would have died waiting on you guys to band-aid each other up.
Right.
Yeah. It's, gotcha. 8 charges of the wand, if I'm not mistaken.
So I hit him with the first one for 7.
Okay. Give me a heal check, if you can.
I will.
While she's doing that, can it was a knowledge nature on those creatures?
Mm-hmm. You could wait your turn.
Yeah. Oh, we were doing turns.
That was a 22.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah, so your wand goes, and you can see with the bite marks and the gashes and cuts begin to slowly close, but you notice that the dwarf's veins have kind of an off green color hue to them. You believe that with that heal check that it is more than just wounds, physical wounds, that is slowly killing this dwarf, but you seem to have bought him some time. He reaches a hand up to your arm and grasps at it with a weak but still there's a subtle strength there, and he tries to pull you closer to his face.
He's pulling me closer, like he's like, does he seem like he's trying to tell me something?
Yeah, you can give me a sense motive.
Yeah. Oh, that is an 8. Hang on a second. Does this count as this being like one-on-one?
Sure.
Okay, so that is a 8. No, there's more than that. 21.
Oh, there's a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Okay. He does.
I
mean,
I was gonna say 18, but I keep forgetting to add this 3. But anyway, yeah, 21.
So yeah, he seems like he's desperately trying to give you what might be his last message.
So I lean in to hear what he has to say.
He whispers in a soft, dying voice, "Thank you, but it's too late for me. I've watched their poison kill 2 of my team. One, a cleric like yourself, tried the same and was slain." And his hand grips a little tighter on your arm, and he says, "There were others more with us. They fled deeper into the caves. They may yet live." And the blood that comes out of his mouth when he coughs has a bit of a green hue to it as well. "Please." And his eyes close.
Shake him. "Please what? Please what?"
Save them!
heal check 27. Would a lesser restoration be able to bring...
No, if anybody here has remove poison spell, that would be a way to get rid of it, but I didn't think anybody here did.
I think that's a level 3 spell for divine casters. For clerical type.
That is incredibly odd that he was poisoned. I did not see them try to poison any of us.
Yeah, as far as you guys know, the adherers do not poison their victims.
You said the thing was sucking fluids out of him. How was it doing that? Did it have, like, suckers? Was it using its mouth?
Its mouth, kind of like how a vampire would drain blood.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to investigate one of the things. Like, what does it have? Like a lamprey maw? What are we looking at here, facial-wise?
Sucking miles of intestines.
So what you're seeing is a humanoid creature. Let me see if I can just pull a...
Are we looking at the X-Files Leech Man?
Been a long time, so I'm not sure.
Been a minute.
If I'm not mistaken, that episode gave me nightmares.
Oh, yeah, it was a scary one. Shit.
Didn't scare me.
I actually know the creepy inbred family episode scared the piss out of me.
The fucking bee episode scared me. That was the one that...
So. No need to record this. I'll cut it in later. But
sure you will.
It's fine.
Well, I just did start recording. So.
Okay, that's fine.
Whatever. Oh shit.
So that is what they look like.
Oh, I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they're very sticky looking.
Wow. So a skirt, yeah. Is that a skirt or a kilt?
It's a squirt.
I know in earlier editions they were designed to be mistakeable as a mummy from a distance.
Mm-hmm. You know what, you know what that is? That is an artist that didn't want to draw weird junk. That is what that is.
I don't want to draw this thing's penis, so it is wearing cloth.
What kind of penis? Taper? No, we're doing a dress.
Yeah, let's get out of that. No, he's wearing a burlap sack.
I think Mahogany's right. It's a squirt.
Yeah.
Squirt.
Mahogany those for the win awesome. On that one. That'll be the name of this episode.
Squirts.
Monster squirts.
Squirts. '90s squirts.
But yeah, that's what the creatures look like that you see.
Thanks.
Or the Kulaks of evil.
We could go back to the map if you want.
I believe we should. We have options.
No.
Yes,
I don't know
back
why
to
I told
the
you.
Map.
We go to the forest map because I like the forest map that was like out in the back here.
Well then, I think
so. You said that, oh sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I think there's only one thing to do, and that's of course search this area for treasure. So we do that.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. We're also searching for what treasure. Could have potentially poisoned these things, right?
Of course, yes.
Or other people.
I for one feel particularly refreshed after a week of downtime.
While everyone is doing a little healing, I'm gonna look around.
There you go. He did say that they fled deeper into the caves. Some of them might have gone this way.
And is there anything in particular that is valuable from a adherer's quartz?
Is weird.
Negative. Are there spleens used for alchemy or anything?
No.
Are there any other goodies in the various chambers and on the dwarf? I have a 24 perception.
So yeah, while the rest of you guys are healing, Dorian gives a search of the room. You find two more dwarven bodies at the far end of the room. They all seem to still have armor and some gear on them. Nothing substantial. But,
if they have any identifying things like rings or something that looks like it would be something associated with their families, I'll take that. Okay. That way we can show them to the dwarves that brought us.
Yep. Good call.
This one's got a weird ear, so we're going to cut that off.
I'm going to check them for ID.
That is a very unique nose. Hold on.
Yes. Nim's going to try on one of the skorts just to see if it gives him a boost in AC. Oh,
was that Gosnan's nose?
No.
You also find, Dorian, there towards the end, a shelf, and you see a kind of pale green elixir in several vials. And some of the vials there you see are empty. With your perception check, you can see that the dead dwarves, you actually see some of the liquid still smeared on their mouths and nose, like whatever's in that liquid they were force fed.
I will put on a sturdy glove, grab the vials, and bring them back to our arcane experts to have a look. Okay. Can anybody tell me what's in these things?
What's the check? Is it arcane check?
Alchemy.
Not my field.
We're really gonna start taking some points on that one.
That's a craft. Yeah, that's a craft check. So,
Didn't we just level up?
Is it embalming liquid?
It is not an embalming liquid.
Well, shit.
That's my shot.
Is it a
alchemy? Is the only thing. That's
is
weird.
It a poison? I have poison use. Is it something I immediately recognize?
It's not something you recognize.
All right.
An alchemy check or a because it's a non-magical mixture, so it's not putting off any magic.
And I acrobatics it.
How about dungeoneering? That help at all?
Mm-hmm.
That would it be used in a trap commonly?
No.
Bioengineering.
All right, well then for now, I'm going to stow them in my pouch and say then let's continue on.
Study them for later, yes.
So appraise wouldn't help?
No.
Okay.
Or wait, appraised. Well, that's for identify magical items. Yeah, I'm not gonna. That's not gonna work here.
What about stealth? Can I stealth it?
You ask one more time, you'll be the next to die.
Ask. Don't worry. Come on. Be the man who goes out on that rule.
All right. So where are we heading from here? If that's the end of things.
Deeper in to find the people that right.
Yep.
Yeah, we're only checking these side wings to make sure nothing was dangerous in here. We found out there was
overlooked.
Yeah, and so I guess we'll keep heading. Which way is the? West.
West, I believe.
I'm gonna assume that just the map is oriented toward the north, just because. Is that all right?
That's fine. Yeah.
All right. Then yeah, we'll head west.
I'm just going to move this token for you there, Dorian.
That is fine.
And then I will move the rest of the party separately.
When it becomes relevant.
Yep.
I am moving stealthily despite sending the... I'm using the light as a distraction as I move about 10, 15 feet behind it in the shadows.
And I would like to be 10 feet behind Dorian to watch his back.
I'd like to be practicing my animal calls.
Cuckoo!
Cuckoo. Cuckoo. I'm a bird too.
Deer noises.
Cuckoo.
Akage has an odd attachment to Dorian now.
Wait. You can answer that.
He's imprinted
on you now.
You were attached at the sword.
Akagi can answer a question that people have been asking for centuries. What does the fox say? What?
Oh, my Lanta. That hurt.
I really don't want to dignify that with a response.
No, you need to. We are asking you.
He gets offended at that. So don't.
It's an older man, but it checks out.
What's the anime fox say?
All right.
Notice me,
Senpai. My nephew was five. That was his favorite song.
Why do you feel attached to Dorian?
Because you killed him and brought him back to what he is.
Yeah, you know. Killed him.
I did that for practical reasons.
Yeah. He killed you and he thought you might come back as you were.
I assumed I was correct.
It doesn't matter what he thought. He brought Akage back to his true form. So there is gratitude and an odd resentment, but also this strange attachment. Akage doesn't know what he feels.
Oh, like an older brother.
Kinda, yeah.
This is where I wish that like music was more freely usable in things, so I could slowly play back to life, back to reality.
Isn't there a rule of like you get 7 seconds for free?
I don't know. I tried to play the Hulk Hogan Dookie clip, and they hit me with a "we can't even show this on YouTube," so I just don't know anymore.
It's like 3 seconds. That's the best you can get.
So.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's what I was watching getting that song.
Oh, you know.
All right, so you make your way towards this next chamber. It opens up very wide. It looks like there
Your
are...
Your mama.
So dumb.
No innuendo at all, just your mama jokes.
I was just saying that was perfect timing though. Yeah.
You really stuck that landing there.
You're so witty.
I am steady perceptin. I got a 20 3. Sorry. I had a shrimp taco salad.
And you want more shrimp in the Korean barbecue?
I love shrimp!
Just move around a little.
Sea roaches, gross.
Get the scallops, they're great.
Exactly. They
fish. Sea roaches. They're fish. That's cheap scallops. Just cut a cylinder out of some shark meat.
Mm-hmm. I think it's scallops and it tastes delicious.
You don't percept anything in this room, but you do hear from the south sounds of pounding on stone.
No, I will tap my ear and point south toward the rest of the group, and then begin heading that direction.
You're moving stealthily, correct?
I am stealthily moving. Thank you.
So I was gonna signal to the group those who can, you
know. I'm not doing it.
We know each other at this point, so we all know who can, who is better at stealth than others, and I wave the stealth.
I'm doing forward. Stealth with moderate proficiency, since moderate proficiency at a 15.
And okay, got a 22 stealth behind him.
Okay, anybody else stealthing up besides those two?
18 gives me a plus 11, so 29.
No, I'm at least 25 feet back.
Orion okay. thinks he's going alone.
Mostly standing still.
And is extremely distracted by, like,
me and my bangles are staying back.
Okay.
Are the much quieter people behind?
The other question, Dorian, the dancing lights, are you going to leave them where they're at, or are they going to move
ahead? I'm
going to
leave them where they're at, and if I feel the need to recast them as we approach the south tunnel, I will.
Made a mistake of deleting characters.
Oops.
Shit.
So I have to just put on the dark vision for those who have it again.
I've only got low light myself.
Okay.
I have 90 feet of dark vision.
Mm-hmm.
60 when it's necessary.
I have a light.
So, Dorian, if you recast Dancing Lights where you are, won't that plunge the rest of the party who can't see in the dark into darkness that are staying back?
No, Amon always casts light on the eyes of his helmet.
That's right. That's right.
Also, they should be able to see where I'm casting the light and come to it.
I can't see.
Fair enough.
What, are you blind?
Nah, I just got regular
in
vision.
Darkness? Yes.
Yeah, but he's saying, like, you know, he's going to cast the light ahead of you and you can see where the light is and go to it, right?
Yeah, I think that doesn't last like a minute, right? Two minutes?
I think it's a minute per level, so yeah, I have to recast it pretty frequently.
All right, what was that lowest stealth check?
15, it was me.
You got 15 on stealth?
They rolled a 4.
Oh, yeah, you did get a 15 on stealth.
You get up to here so that you can see into the other room there. Akage and Razbad were following you.
I was going to say we left all our squishy casters, but Amon's not very squishy.
Yeah, I'm pretty hardy.
Yeah, I'm going to hide behind him.
I see you guys.
And a fucking
pile up to there.
Leopard.
Yeah, I'm going to take a moment while we're stopped here to
take a moment
to pull out my crossbow, poison one of the corals, and then draw it back ready for fire.
Oh, I thought you meant like did you have time to do that before you walked up? Did you think about it?
I'm thinking about it now.
Yeah.
Well, how long can you poison it as a move or swift or anything?
As an action. I just assumed we were creeping up. I'd just be doing it while we go. Probably why I'm so noisy.
Now that he's had time to see what's happening. Let me just go ahead and light.
Why didn't I pee while I had a chance? If it was so stupid.
Yeah, we had a break, right? I mean, we
had still have to go to the bathroom.
I feel like I went to the bathroom, but I forgot to do the bathroom part.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Are there people in your bathroom?
Oh, I filled up my water cup in the sink, and I just totally blew off actually peeing.
This is a weird game of Sims you're playing, Terrence.
Go pee, Terrence. Go pee.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I can
sink.
I can hold it. I'm good.
I would rather take the 3 minutes for you to go pee than to have to hear you having to pee three more times this episode. So go P. And look,
like if you have much to say like that word Kevin, P one more time.
Much like Kevin needing a reminder to use his take his pills, when you go into the bathroom, make sure to use the bathroom.
Well, yeah. I'm going to go myself because all this talk has made me want to go.
You're the boss of me.
Tinkle, little star.
All right, I'm doing it.
We'll be back after this quick message from our sponsor.
It's going to be cut out. It's going to be great.
This week, Homebrew Detritus was brought to you by Egg Sweat.
Yeah, we took a 15-minute break. I thought you were going to
say by pee breaks.
Matt, let me do my commercial.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Start over. It was good.
No, it wasn't. You weren't listening. No, you didn't like it.
I loved it.
It was the start of something.
It was going to be
this episode of Homebrew Detritus.
Yeah, I'm just going to cut all this out now.
Oh, fuck. Kevin, you fucked it up.
No, Matt, you fucked it up.
No, nobody knows that.
You did. You fucked it up.
Good.
Nobody believes that.
Because I was using this time like this was going to be cut.
This was going to be cut time?
Oh, it's still going to be in the episode, just at the end of the episode.
Why? Shit.
Why not?
People like to watch you eat, Mahogany.
No, gross, weird.
I'm watching you right now.
Stop
I turn up really loud and it hurts my eardrums, but I can hear you chew.
Put the M&Ms. Put them chocolate M&Ms in your mouth.
I'm
uncomfortable like right now.
Soft shit.
Hey, that's the thing I miss the most about my old home game that I used to play, was being able to just walk out through the side door, go pee in the yard, come back and roll dice.
I never washed my hands. Not once. Mm-hmm.
That's just how you keep people from touching your dice.
Exactly.
Hold on. I gotta make a note. I gotta write down something about this segue.
I'm really glad too, because you kept leaving your dice box in my area. During thing, you were just fuck that. Using my own. I don't know where your hands have been.
I wasn't at Toker's house. I went to the bathroom like a real person.
When is the last time you washed your dice?
Time?
I've never washed my dice.
Yep.
I have given my dice a salt bath before.
A salt?
Having salty fingers.
No.
Potato chips doesn't count.
To test the balance, right?
Right. Yeah. If you get like some really salinous water and put a D20 in it, the lightest side of the D20 will float to the top.
You got to check and see if it's balanced right by tapping it down into it. And if it comes up with the same number every time, then
I'll never do that with my metal die because it rolls too many natural 20s and I like it.
Also, it wouldn't do it.
Metal die would just sink.
the interior of a plastic die is kind of like a very foamy plastic, and some of the time the weight is distributed wrong. So if you have one that floats to the top with the 20 facing, that's the one you want to use the most because it's
a lucky die.
Lucky.
I feel like I really like this metal die.
There's a lot of chance involved with it. Still
lucky, loaded, whatever.
But it rolls like fours, but it doesn't roll ones, you know?
I'm back from peeing. So let's do the thing.
5 to 10 odds she's gonna roll a one this session.
Shit, I'll take it.
It's a 1 in 20 chance, at least.
I bet my dick pics on it.
Gross.
Nobody wants that.
So if I lose, I post them. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah, if you lose, we all lose.
Yeah.
If you lose, as if we didn't know.
So what hurt me and when is it going to hit me?
Exactly.
And many other life's great mysteries.
Welcome back. So you creeped up to the corner somewhat noisily. So as you peek around into this next room, you can see where three more of the creatures you just fought were banging on what appears to be a fresh cave-in. But one of them sees you and turns. Roll initiative.
Oh, shit. Oh, not me. Everybody?
No, just the people playing this game.
Just the people who actually want to be involved.
7.
Yeah, I'm involved.
I got a 4.
I like watching this.
I rolled a nat 1, and I can't complain about that.
I forget if this is a good one or the bad one.
There we
7,
are.
4. Razbad.
18.
What happens?
The bad Akage. One.
20.
Nim.
7.
Sonder.
9.
Evan.
Who has the better initiative modifier, Nim or Dorian? +3.
Me. Oh, I got a +3. I got a +3.
Off.
Wait a minute. You had a 7?
Yeah.
You're a fucking rogue?
I rolled a 4.
You should be ashamed.
Sorry. I put feats into other shit. Sorry.
Yeah, I rolled a 4 too, so there.
Roll off.
I have a 20 on the roll off.
Damn.
I'm not rolling.
All right, then I'm first.
In protest.
Oh, much like the last combat, going first is Akage. Akage, you can also see, because you were stealthing up there with Dorian, the 3 adheres turn in your direction.
Shit.
Dance. I will... I don't want to drop my glaive, but can I see one from where I'm at?
Yeah.
Then I will set my glaive down, draw my... I think it's a short bow or composite longbow. It is a composite longbow. I will draw that and try to pull the enemy to me.
Okay.
And I will say, we need to draw them to us. Knock an arrow. And that's all I can do. Draw my bow, knock an arrow. I don't think I can shoot, can I?
Yeah.
Oh.
You played this game?
Standard.
It's been a while. 21 to hit.
21 will hit.
I forgot how the action economy works sometimes when it comes to range stuff. 6 damage.
And these are the same creatures you fought before.
Oh, and I'm still in fox form, too, aren't I? Yep.
Fox and lady.
How long do you get to stay as a fox?
And that's my natural shape. So I can change shape into a human and maintain that, or I can be the kitsune and maintain that.
Oh, yeah. Nim's going to have words with you later.
That's fine.
Razbad.
I will draw my repeating crossbow.
Okay.
And I believe I have range. Range is 120 feet, so yes.
All right, from
and
that, from
a shot at him,
you'll be shooting through 2 of your friends and around that corner, so it's gonna be it's gonna get +4 to its AC.
Yeah, you gotta curve your shot.
Like that.
Well, in
that case, I will move. I see about this. I will, as part of the move action, I will draw my crossbow as I move to here, using the cart to keep, hopefully keep between the adheres and myself.
What's your movement speed 80, there, Kevin?
40.
Okay, yeah, 40 will get you there.
Does a 18 hit their AC?
An 18 does hit their AC.
All right, come on, D10. 6 points of damage.
Where are you going? That is not drawing them to us.
I plan on moving back next turn.
He's doing the yo-yo maneuver. Shot.
Good plan.
Sonder.
I will move right here. Please. And from there, do I have a shot at any of them with my crossbow? I'm thinking probably this one, maybe.
Yeah, you can see the bottom two for sure.
Cool. I'm gonna aim at the bottom one. And oh, it's probably gonna miss. It's an 11.
An 11 will miss you.
Yeah. Bummer. I think I'm close enough.
There go. So this one is going to move here. This one is going to move here.
Rip, Jesus. Rat. Rip.
Ripped apart because he's going to be stuck to both of them.
And this one's going to double move.
God.
He's going to get drawn in quarters. I didn't
think they were that fast.
That's 30 feet.
Faster than me.
Oh, was it? Yep.
The third one had to move.
I'd only had to deal with one.
The third one had to double move, so you'll only get two attacks. But and they're not quite flanking you yet, but... Yeah.
They're using that monster lore ability.
Both miss, though.
Good.
Then we go to the first of the sevens, Dorian.
Sucks.
All right. Here's a question for you. A light crossbow, that's pretty light in general, right?
Sure.
Yeah, all right, so... All right, I'm just gonna, like, let my arms slump in exasperation as I move towards Razbad and the monsters. Drawing my short sword with my main hand, keeping the crossbow in my offhand. As I move to the flanking position.
That will provoke.
That's fine.
That is a 16.
Miss.
Okay.
And now I will stabulate this guy. I probably won't stabulate this guy. Unless 14 gets it.
That's flanking?
Yeah, as with the flanking bonus and everything.
That will not hit.
Okay.
So I guess you won't have to roll that reflex save.
I will not. He dodges... Unless he wants to get hit, take the hit.
Mm-hmm. No, that's okay. That's fine. We'll move on to Nim.
So I will step up to where I can see them. Can I see them where I am? I don't think so.
You would need to at least 5 foot step up to see. Razbad, will you take your marker off?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to... I'm going to step up to here.
Okay, that's going to be... You're going to climb up on top of some lumber there to get to that exact position.
Okay, can I go here?
That is a manly word. Lumber.
Yeah, that's exactly over the lumber again. Are you not looking at the same map we're looking at?
I'm looking at it. I don't see the grid.
The brown is the lumber.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those giant logs.
I thought this was like a tower or something. I was trying not to avoid that. So.
Oh, no.
So I can move there.
You totally can.
That is a railway cross, switching, right?
Yeah.
Switch station.
That sucks. I had to move, but I'm gonna cast 35 feet. Oh, I got plenty of feet for that. So I'm gonna cast web here and here. And hit those two with a reflex save.
I'm sorry, draw it one more time.
Here. Here.
And try to get both of them, but not Dorian or Rasweb.
Right, just try to make a triangle type thing with the web. So
you better not
web 19 me. Reflex.
Don't get it in his hair.
Okay. So for the one on the bottom, natural one.
Nice.
The one above him. 20 total. 21 total. What did you say the DC was?
19.
Okay. So you web the one on the bottom, but not the one on the top.
Okay. That's my go.
Awesome. I wonder if there's a web thing in here. Let me look.
Very hard, because you don't have to. It's like a really versatile spell, because you just have to connect it to two points. But that would be cool. Otherwise, I might just start casting fog again. So maybe look that up.
Son of a bitch, I'll kill you.
I'm just saying. I like visuals.
Hey, you webbed him.
Hey.
That works.
That only lasts for 50 minutes and it'll dissipate all on its own.
Okay, thank you for...
A scant 50 minutes.
500 rounds. That's my go. I'm sorry. I moved and I cast a spell. So
I was wondering who was drumming on their microphone.
Oh, I don't know. Is that me?
I don't know. Somebody.
I'm muted.
Weird.
Might be my foot. I'm tapping my foot. That might be it.
Yes, there it is.
Yes, my foot.
Sounded like somebody was playing Jumanji on another stream somewhere.
Back in your VR, noob. Back in your VR.
So, Amon, it is your go.
Since I am very slow and in the back, I will double move to here, and then that's my turn. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
I'm very slow.
I feel like that's why you come out of most of these combats unscathed. I need to just start ambushing people from the back so that you can be more of a part of what's happening.
Yeah, hey, I always get put in the back. I'm the slowest character at 20 feet of movement.
Oh. Akage.
With a heavy sigh of resignation, Akage's going to sling his longbow back over his shoulder, snatch up his blade, and move to...
No.
Do you say no as I'm moving?
I do. I do.
Yeah,
do live your life.
I'm getting ready to step out of this.
Yeah, live your life. But all I have is a cone. So.
A cone, you say?
Yeah.
And all I have is this ice cream. Whatever will we do?
Whatever will we do?
You got peanut butter in my chocolate. Also, you shot a cone of energy at me.
Live your life.
Last episode, she was drinking wine and shooting crossbows. This time, she's just like, no! And she's licking her ice cream over there.
I mean, one of them's stuck in a web. The other one's in difficult terrain. So I should
be able to get to here with 35 feet of movement without... Well, I will have one attack of opportunity.
You will.
Well, since...
Don't come in here.
Live your life, boo.
Sorry, I don't meta game.
I attack him.
You'd have to go there because the... that's a...
It's a minecart?
It's a minecart, yeah.
Can I hop in the minecart? I got 40 feet of movement.
Yeah, you can hop in there.
Play in Minecraft. Get it.
It's full of poison. Give me a fort save. I'll take a single attack of opportunity on you. That's a 2 on the die, so Negative. I'm not rolling good tonight, except for when I do roll good.
Yeah.
You rolled
pretty good earlier.
I had some. Well, the first few were terrible. I missed Razbat a bunch.
Missed me twice, a whole bunch.
I wonder if it's going to be
almost killed you.
Then I rolled three ones for damage. So, yeah.
Do you want me to roll an acrobatics to get into the cart as part of my movement? And still be able to do something, or?
Well, I mean, you're out of things to do now anyway, right?
No, I have 40 feet of movement.
Right, but you put up your crossbow and you drew your glaive and you moved.
Yeah, I did. I guess I did, yeah.
So, right. Yeah, I mean, you can move there and it's fine, but that's the end of your turn.
All right.
Razbad.
Well, since we're no longer retreating what I originally planned on doing, I'm gonna fight. I hate to do this. Dorian.
You're flanking with me now. Hit it first.
I don't have a melee weapon in my hand.
What? Where's your hammer?
I had my repeating crossbow.
Yeah, he just fucked the dog all over.
I was planning on pulling back right now and taking another shot.
Oh. I hate you so much, Kevin.
Everyone else ran in instead of saying, hey, we're going to shoot it from range.
You can still do that, Kevin.
Yeah, do you, Kevin. Live your life.
Yep, do what you're going to do. Play your character.
Well, then,
I mean, you're going to take an attack opportunity either way.
No, I'm not. If I do a withdrawal action, it's a full round action, you do not provoke attacks of opportunity.
For the first
square. For the first square. Which,
Get you out of it.
Yeah.
Unless they got reach.
They don't.
Unless they have reach, I should be able to withdraw to there.
Oh, no, no, no. You're in a threatened square now. So if you do a full withdrawal, you will still provoke from one of them.
What? No, he has to move through a threatened square, which was he could 5 foot without provoking, right?
Then he can't move anymore.
But if he does a full withdrawal, he moves 5 foot, doesn't provoke, and then the 10 foot.
And then you get your regular movement. Yeah.
No, you can't 5 foot step and then move.
No. Yeah. The first full 5 feet withdrawal. Full withdrawal.
Okay, I'll show you. I will show you. Right now, you're in a threatened square. Right.
Yep.
Full withdrawal. The only place you can go is here. You're still in a threatened square.
Why can't he go straight up north?
Move to here.
Because there's a wall there.
Yeah, but it's not. We always play that like a half a wall that's not like a whole wall.
Okay, it doesn't matter. He moves straight up. He's still in a threatened square. And when he moves again, that provokes.
Oh, because of the diagonal.
Yep. Yeah. You're still going to take at least one.
Yeah, he was doing better the
other
way.
That's fine.
If he goes this way, he'll still take two. So if he goes the way I'm talking about, he'll take one.
Yeah, that way. Only takes one. That's right. The better way.
That's completely fine. I will take one attack of opportunity.
And then you wanted to end what up here?
There. I wanted to be between the backup casters and the monsters.
The only problem is if they do land that attack on you, they are sticky.
Yeah. So let's see. One attack of opportunity. And if you they get four a turn, so if you provoke, they get their attacks. That's a 19, which I think misses.
That misses.
But that's your turn.
Yes.
Okay. Sonder.
All right. So Sonder's going to move right here, and then. That should put me within 15 feet of all of these guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay, exactly cool. 15 feet, yeah.
Lovely. So then I need a reflex save from, I'm going to angle it so that hopefully it only gets like these guys. Reflex save from all of them.
I don't know if you'll be able to hit all three of them, though.
It's
it goes one square, two squares, then three squares.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So do I need to move to...
I don't think there's a way to hit all three of them.
If I'm here, one square, two squares, three squares? No?
That's 15-foot cone.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, that's okay, where you need to be then.
That's where I need to be then. Yeah. And two, three. But yeah, a reflex save from all of them to see if they take half one of the square, damage.
Two squares. No, you still won't hit that one guy.
Oh, she moves down one.
No. It's the way the cone, they're too far apart for the cone.
The environment is stopping them from being close enough in all three.
Unless you stood adjacent.
No, because it does like this.
It's square, two squares, and then if you got those three squares, it still misses this guy.
Oh, well, let me just say, move her here where this red is at.
All right, everybody get rid of your annotations. It's turning into a mess. It's hard to see what's happening there.
Yeah, real quick, why?
Yeah, that's right, where the red is.
The worst thing about this is cone of it's fire and would burn away the web.
Well, you would have to be there, but then you'd have to cast defensively because it provokes an attack of opportunity. So that's your call. You can hit two without provoking or three with provoking.
Hit the two.
All right, yeah, I'll go for the two.
Oops.
Give me back my map. So just the two, please. Reflex save. Looking for her.
I didn't realize how much I'd rather look at this map than the old faces.
Hey. First guy got a natural 20 on the reflex.
Damn.
Aww. Second guy got a 18 on the die for a reflex.
Oof. Mom, can you go look at his dice?
Come on in. I won't touch them.
So what'd you say?
They both passed.
So they only get 6 points of damage instead of 12.
Yeah, still.
What kind of damage?
Good roll. Fire. This is burning hands. This is burning hands. So those two are no longer sticky.
That's right.
And unfortunately, it burns away the web.
It does, but at least they're not sticky anymore.
Nothing is sticky. Nothing.
That is a sacrifice that was well worth it.
Yeah, no, that was good. So two of them are no longer sticky.
Great shot. I'm glad I stepped out.
Me too.
Oh, I forgot to mention on that move, full withdrawal, I put away my repeating crossbow.
No, you don't. Full withdrawal is a full round action.
As part of any move action, you can...
Not a full round action.
A full round action is not a move action.
Yep. It is a full round action.
I hate this game so much.
Yeah,
because we never have these conversations when you play 5th Ed.
Yes. It's the same game.
It's the same game.
No. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
No, 5th Ed is just... We call it something different. It's just... It's all the same shit.
But I'm not a turtle in this game, so that's a big difference.
Are you?
Isn't life better when you're a turtle?
And I'm not German, so... I'm a different Axis power, apparently.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm still a reptilian man in this game.
Yes,
so.
No. You're still a fungal man.
Wait, you told me you're just a dude.
Yeah, Amon is not reptilian, is he?
Human, yes.
Amon is human.
He's like one of those humans from the show V.
He just doesn't bathe, so he has like
Robert England
fungus growing on him.
Sonder, one comes up to you, takes a swing.
The fuck off.
15.
Nope.
Yeah, hits.
15 hits.
Yes.
Ooh, and it's a sticky one.
6 damage. Oh, and a 24 beat your CMD.
Yeah, obviously.
You were grappled.
That's fine.
Oh no.
I don't care.
Dorian, 2 attacks on you.
Yeah. It makes it easy to make touch attacks when she's grappled.
It really does.
One is a definite miss. One is a definite hit. Almost a crit. But I can't grapple you, so I will just do 5 damage.
Right.
And then Akage, this one will 5-foot step to you.
since you're still kind of, let's even that in a little bit.
And it'll take its two attacks. One is a 13, which will miss, but the other is a 25, which will hit.
Yes, it will.
And you take 6 damage.
6 damage. Ow.
Dorian, I see the one that has attacked Sonder, and I will attack it. Does 24 hit it?
It does.
All right. I have 10, 14, 18 points of damage. Wait, no, that's not. I'm not.
Yeah, how did you do that much damage?
Sorry, I was thinking. I was still thinking. I was still flanked. Hold on. let me see. How would I do this? Move. I'd have to move to get there, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You have to move through a lot of threatened squares to get there, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Or just through one occupied square.
Just acrobatics.
Can't you five foot step diagonally?
Yeah.
Five foot step
diagonally. And
not through a threatened square.
Not through an enemy square. I'd have to roll.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I will, now that I'm looking at the thing, I will attempt to roll the acrobatics.
Okay.
Move into it.
Now the DC is a little higher because there are so many threatened squares you have to go through, but go ahead and give me your check.
Well, a natural 20. Shit.
Yeah, that'll probably do it.
Let's see. What does that get me all together? Acrobatics. That gets me a 29.
He's nimble as fuck.
Okay. Somersaults and shit.
A little behind on my acrobatic skill because I've taken stupid magus levels.
Still Catherine Zeta-Jones in this bitch.
Where is the DC for that?
And I want to end up here, of course.
That's red square. That probably is. You can move full speed, but Christine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah. You read those fucking rules. So
just give me the DC, you motherfuckers. Okay, move through a threatened area is against my CMD, which is 16.
All right, I nailed it then.
The move through an enemy space would be 5+. The DC increases by 2 for each additional opponent avoided in one round. So, yeah, with a nat 20, there's no way. So you're good.
All right, so, yeah, I end up where the green X is, and I stab the guy for 18 points of damage. And I got an 18 on the reflex save to not get my shit stuck to it.
Perfect. Perfect round.
That shit. King of Thieves, bitch.
13 damage. It's probably going to be like number one.
Everyone beating me to death next round, but whatever. At least I got something cool going.
All straight Prince of Persia and shit.
Points have to be proved, sir.
Okay. Nim.
Nim is
not as cool as Dorian. Okay, moving on.
I don't want to waste one of my last summon spells on that. But I'm going to, so I'll start casting a summon spell.
All right. I like those turns.
Wait, where's your Eidolon? Oh, wait, that's totally. That was Noob's thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the real. I know, I really love that, as though I hated that knight, but I really love that class. I'm doing that, Captain.
Amon, it is your go.
I would like to 5 foot step up. And then I want to attempt to trip the one that's in front of Sonder, or the one that's, like, Sonder's attached to.
Okay.
Try to trip that bastard. I get a nat 1.
roll again.
Ouch.
Had to happen.
And at 20 or percentiles?
Roll your roll. Yeah, roll percentiles.
65.
Roll your attack again.
Ugh. 17 plus. 17 plus, where's 8? So, 25.
All right, now roll damage.
Oh, shit.
8.
Okay, so as you're attempting to trip the creature that is holding Sonder, you miscalculate your whip and you catch Sonder with it. It's not a direct hit, so Sonder takes 4 damage. She takes half of the damage you would have been able to deal to the creature.
Nice. Oh, sorry.
She has a scar on her cheek where the whip just kind of like...
And then obviously the creature doesn't fall down and it points and laughs at you. We move on.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Akage.
Okay. Akage.
I just said it real flamboyant like that.
Akage!
Akage wants to attempt something. I want to plant my foot on the edge of the train cart and do a backflip out of it so that I am 10 feet away.
Okay.
Quit trying to be like me. It's not going to work.
You'll have a train cart in front of you, though, right?
It'll never be as cool.
Yeah, but now I can still hit over the train cart. Couldn't I not?
Yeah, it would get +2 to its AC.
That's fine. 19 acrobatics.
Don't forget your +1 for having the high ground. But
no, it's gone. Yeah, you can do that.
All right, and as I jump over, I will... initiate my challenge.
We just read that. It's the CMD. It's just that you just have to beat the CMD of the creature. So yeah, you're good.
So I am now on the other side. I will activate my challenge at this particular guy. And I will attack it with my glaive. That's just a one move action. And then my challenge is, I believe, a swift action. Sorry, I'm only got the one thing here.
Only been playing swift action for 6 months. It's fine.
Well, you know, I've got 4 other characters that I play, and that's after cutting out the other games that aren't our games.
And that's your fault for overextending your creativity. Stop it.
No, that's just us. That's just us.
I don't believe you can overextend your creativity. I think it's an infinite resource. And
11 on the die for a 21.
That'll hit.
Dopeness. 6 on the die +12, 18 damage.
Nice. That is.
Because he is the target of my challenge.
At hero number 2, 18 damage goes to 13 damage.
And if anybody attacks them, they get a +1 to their attack.
Because give me a reflex. Oh, that was one that got burnt, so never mind. Don't give me a reflex save. Razbad.
Well, since I have the repeating crossbow in my hand, I'm going to take a shot at the one that is stuck to Sonder and roll at 16 +4, so 20.
Okay, that hits.
All right, and D10 is a 6.
Okay. Blip. Any movement?
Move action. I'm going to sheath my... I'm going to throw over my shoulder the repeating crossbow.
Okay. Sonder, you are grappled by this sticky monster.
All right. I touch him with my fire hands.
Okay.
What is just plus my regular touch?
And do you have grapple on there? That you're grappled?
Oh, I don't have that. I'm grappled on there. Let me click that button. Hold on. All right. Now. Oh, -1. That means it's only a 12.
A 12 to hit touch is a miss.
Son of a bitch.
You're the little kid with the big brother holding his head down, and you're swinging at him.
I'm pissed.
Can't hit him.
The one that is has you grappled there, Sonder, is going to take 2 attacks. Ooh, that's a hit. And 13?
That's a hit.
Two hits. First hit does 6 damage. The second hit does 5 damage.
All right.
Dorian, the one that you slid underneath, its eyes track you as it turns around and it takes its 2 attacks on you. 18.
Yes.
And 24.
Oh, a hit, definitely.
For max damage of 8.
Okay.
And then on you, Akage. Oh, wait. Yes, right. You backflipped away.
That's the sticky one, right? That hit me?
No, the sticky one's got Sonder.
I know. Yeah, I attacked the sticky one on Sonder, right?
Yeah, but that's not the one that attacked you.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
This one's going to take a 5-foot step towards Dorian. And take 2 attacks at him as well. That's a 20.
That will hit.
And a miss.
Ugh. You're hurting him.
7 more damage.
7 more damage. 15.
And then it will go to Dorian's turn.
Are you unstuck, Sonder, or are you still stuck?
Still stuck.
It doesn't matter. That's the one that I'm flanking, so that's the one I'm going to focus on. So attack on the one I'm flanking. 10 plus 7 plus 2, 19.
That'll hit.
All right, and
come on, sneak attack.
Let's see, 6, 12, 17 damage.
Dead. All right. Sonder, you are freed as the creature
loses like that.
Its grip and slides to a messy lump in front of you.
Kick it.
Ew.
Gross.
And you lose his shoe.
Anything else, Dorian?
Let's see. I will 5-foot adjust upwards towards Razbeb.
Are you looking quite battered currently?
No, I'm all right.
Nim, all what right, creature so are you gracing us with today?
My wolf. He's going to appear here. And he will attack. He will activate his Might Evil to attack with a an 11. Which probably misses because I rolled 5.
11 will miss.
Yep, so but there's a wolf there, and then I will 5, 10. Yes, I will cast haste on the whole party.
Oh shit.
So not the bad guys, but the rest of everybody else. So
all they have why to not the bad guys?
Shut up.
Because they're slimy, sticky, and icky.
Anybody?
Dope.
Anybody? Anything else? Okay, cool. Amon.
So using my death eyes, my death watch eyes, are these things undead?
They are not.
They are not undead. Okay. Are they evil when Kevin did his check, or are they not evil?
They are evil.
Everybody be blocking my shit. So instead, I'll just heal Sonder. And 5-foot step up and then heal Sonder.
You're right next to him.
Yeah, but I still want a 5-foot step up in between Razbed and. But I will heal her. So I'll do all that and I'll tell you. I can keep going. Let's have a look at the amount I heal now. It's 2d6.
Akage.
All right, Akage is going to step 5-foot step in between the carts. Can I do that?
You'd have to squeeze between those carts.
Hmm.
You get 6 back, Sonder.
Thank you.
Well, let me. What does squeezing do?
It sucks.
minus to everything, I believe.
Yeah. Seems like swinging a pole arm, squeezing him in carts might be bad.
It makes your AC suck and slows you down.
I can't 5 foot step into the cart again, can I?
No, you have to climb into it.
All right, so either way, that sucks. What, all right, like, well, we'll still get into the cart and just do one attack.
Okay.
Which one?
That is the one that is directly across from me. That is a 18, so I don't think I hit.
That does hit.
Oh, good. And actually, it would have been a 19 because I forgot about the haste bonus.
That's right.
And the high ground.
Oh, and the high ground. 8 on the die, so 20 damage total.
And that is another dead. Describe your kill. Forgot to do that for you last time.
I will.
Fine.
Like one long step up into the cart as I do, thrusting my glaive right in between its fifth and sixth rib.
Oh, okay.
Snatch it out sideways so that it just gouts all over its friend.
Give me a reflex save to see if you lose your weapon.
It's not sticky because it got set on fire.
Shut up. It was a joke. Your mind's so analytical. I hate it.
It's not funny when you're stealing our weapons.
Razbad.
And our persons.
I will move action to there. While during that move action, draw the hammer.
So you're going to provoke an attack of opportunity.
It's just happening
at this point.
Okay, yeah. No, I see why now.
But the monster is in the same spot it was last time, and you're going back to the same spot you were before. And I'm having that conversation again.
I'm missing the grid is the problem. I wanted to be next, right there, actually, but
the grid's there.
I can't quite see it on my screen, alright? But however, take your attack of opportunity as I come in and smash its skull in.
Hopefully. It's coming in hot.
What are you doing to the map?
That's a miss anyway for the for that.
All right. Well, I got a 16 on my to hit.
That will also miss.
All right.
Okay. Sonder.
I think it's crossbow time.
Stop drawing on the map.
Yeah. Crossbow time, -4. That's not gonna do it.
Sorry, Dad.
That's a 15's not gonna get it.
15 does not hit.
Boo. But let me ask you, what was it, 16? Would that have hit the touch?
Yep. It would have.
Yeah, that's what it should have been. For some reason, I had prone clicked.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Have you had prone click since 2 sessions ago?
That's probably. From the boat. From the fucking boat.
Yeah, but it seems to really.
She's
yeah.
been belly crawling since the boat. She got a little seasick and just couldn't get over it.
So everything else says, fuck it. For my melee touch.
It is this bad guy's go. He has 2 opponents. He is going to.
Pick your choice, sticky boy. You won't like the answer.
Devin, evens or odds?
Odd.
Odd it is.
Yay, I'm odd.
We know.
Now, this is the one that was caught in that cone of fire, right?
Yes.
Door.
Yeah, Sticky McGee is dead.
Dorian.
Kevin, even or odd?
Odd.
Uh-oh. I don't like the sound of this.
the fumble goes off before the crit.
Oh, God.
I rolled a one or a two.
Ones are odds, 20s are evens. So we'll see how bad this this fumble is. 78.
Oh, bad fumble and a 15 on the crit. Come on, 15.
As the creature goes to attack you, Razbad, it lands a blow, but it lands a blow in such a way that your body moves and it stumbles past you, provoking an attack of opportunity from everyone within range.
Oh. Dope.
Does that include me?
That includes everybody but Sonder and the wolf.
Yeah, boy.
I have a 24.
That'll hit.
The wolf has leap.
Nat 20.
19.
Okay.
I don't think a 17 is going to hit.
A 17 is its AC exactly.
Fantastic.
So we all combined strike.
10 damage.
16 damage.
10 damage.
6 damage. Fuck you. Thank you.
11.
Damn. 47 damage. 15. Dead.
How much was it total?
Total 47.
I do double damage, so I do another.
It's just double whatever you rolled. But no, that's fine. as it punches into you, Kevin. It stumbles and opens itself up. Dorian, yourself, Akage, and Amon all take advantage of this moment of complete and utter failure on the monster's part, and you obliterate it.
Sonny's just over there like, yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said.
Finally, a little teamwork.
Yeah, booyakasha!
You thought I was prone this whole time, but I wasn't.
You thought I was prone, but it was me, Dio.
As the camera goes into slow motion and y'all all do like jumping belly bumps and high fives and start popping open Coors Lights and shit.
Not sponsored.
I don't want the sponsorship. The silver bullet is only good when you're killing werewolves.
Or it's 6 a.m.
Yeah. I want to be sponsored by Bud Light with Clamato juice.
High Life, the choice of lesbians everywhere.
That explains a lot about me. How dare you besmirch the deliciousness that is High Life?
I was going to say,
how dare you defend that shitty beer on this show? And shut up, let me finish this thing.
It is the champagne of beer.
Yeah, that's exactly how it's enunciated. So as you guys obliterate this thing, I'm sorry I brought up beer. You all see the rocks that they were banging on. A small section of them begin to move, and a haggard, terrible looking dwarf crawls out from under the wreckage and looks up to you and says, "Oh, thank God."
I waste him on my crossbow.
And we'll see you next week.
Don't shoot him. We saved one person.
Yeah, don't shoot him. I'll just create spike pits.
I'm kidding.
Jesus. We saved at least one. There may be more in there.
Before the moment's gone. If you got $2, though, Middle High Life is not a bad thing.
God damn it.
As long as it's in a can and not in a bottle, you're good.
You should know not to bring up booze in this crew of booze hounds.
Seriously.
I'm sorry. Everybody roll a dice.
Oh, okay.
I'm not rolling. I did the first one.
Why can't I roll this? Why can't I roll this good during the game?
Not really, though. It's a 4.
I roll now. Win. I'll do like 5. It'd be bad.
So who thinks they got the highest?
Yeah.
I got a 15.
17.
All right.
I would have had like a 20. I would have had like a 21. So.
Did you roll?
No, I didn't roll. I'm just saying I would have had.
Roll a fucking dice.
Ow. I'm gonna lie about it anyway. 4.
Oh, you and Sandra Tai, y'all do it at the same time.
It's a three. I'm not kidding. God damn it. I'm putting the bag.
Yeah, Frakes, give us the old close of the spiel.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. I hope you had as much fun as we did. You should turn into our, well, first, like and subscribe our YouTube. Click the little notification bell. Check out our Patreon page so you can throw some money at us and keep this thing going, and then see our other shows that we have. I don't know what to do with my hands, but Redbubble's out there. That's got our merch. You can find some stuff there. And check out Noob Show. The links are all down in the dice box down below in the description. And come back and see us next time. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Did we just make the Jazz Hands episode? Yeah. Is this the Jazz Hands episode? Or is it Spirit Fingers?
Spirit Fingers.
All right, guys, I got people on my porch. I'll talk to y'all later.
People on your porch? That's weird.
Oh!
No,
take your just gun, say that and leave. Sir. Yeah,
take your gun. Take your gun. Or at least cock your finger. Come on.
No.
Taking a tomahawk to the porch.
That's a proper trailer park.
He's gone.
He just left. What an asshole.